Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good. What does the Lord ask of you? Now, that's a great question, isn't it? What does God really want me to do? Well, here are five answers from today's passage. First, live in awe. The fear of God is not a trembling terror, but rather a respectful awe. This involves an overarching attitude toward God that saturates our being and shows through our actions. Number two, live in obedience. Obeying God is not restricted to our morning quiet time. As we live throughout the day, we are to submit ourselves to God's instruction. What does God really want me to do? Number three, live in love. Living in the fear of God can seem somewhat intimidating and submitting to his instruction somewhat restricting, but the opposite is true. Appreciation for who God is bursts out in love. What does God really want me to do? Number four, live out service. Service provides a God-ordained outlet to use our God-given abilities in a God-honoring way. Service is not a half-hearted effort with distracted minds and leftover energy. God deserves our very best. Service with all our heart and with all our soul. How does God really want me to live? Live in awe, live in obedience, live in love, live in service, and the last one, read, study, and live out God's word. The Lord's commands found in his word are not random rituals purposed to see if we're willing to jump through holy hoops. God's instruction is always for our good. And when we follow his ways, we are doing the very thing that's best for us. Father, thank you for giving us instruction that is always best for us. Help us to read your word, learn your commands, and do them in a way that honors you. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen.